Luke chapter 18. And he spoke a parable to them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, There was in a city a judge who did not fear God nor regarded man, and there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, Avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, Though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, who cry day and night to him, though he bears with them long? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? And he spoke this parable to certain ones who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed in this manner with himself, God, I thank you, that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. But the tax collector, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes to heaven, but beat upon his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, because everyone who exalts himself shall be abased, and he who humbles himself shall be exalted. And they brought to him also infants, that he would touch them, but when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to himself and said, Allow little children to come to me, and do not forbid them, because of such is the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall not enter in. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good, except one, who is, God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother. And he said, All these have I kept from my youth up. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said to him, You lack yet one thing, sell all that you have, and distribute to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful because he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, How hard it is for those who have riches to enter into the kingdom of God. Because it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And those who heard it said, Who then can be saved? And he said, The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Then Peter said, Look, we have left all and followed you. And he said to them, Truly I say to you, there is no man who has left house, or parents, or brothers, or wife, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive abundantly more in this present time, and in the world to come life everlasting. Then he took to himself the 12, and said to them, Listen, we are going up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished, because he shall be delivered to the Gentiles, non-Jews, and shall be mocked, and spitefully treated, and spit on, and they shall scourge him, and put him to death, and the third day he shall rise again. And they understood none of these things, and this saying was hidden from them, neither did they know the things which were spoken. And it came to pass, that as he was coming near to Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the roadside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him, that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, you son of David, have mercy on me. And those who went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace, but he cried so much the more, You son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood, and commanded him to be brought to him, and when he had come near, he asked him, saying, What do you want me to do for you? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said to him, Receive your sight, your faith has saved you. And immediately he received his sight, and followed him, glorifying God, and all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God.